What we're doing is we're making a single called Do They Know It's Christmas with a whole stop.
I knew it was going to happen.
It's also got a big arse. But with a whole bunch of people from, I suppose, every aspect of British pop music. We hope to be able to raise in the region of £1 million, £1.5 million. The people in it that you're going to see are Duran Duran, Spandau Ballet, Wham, Dial Council, Sting. Millions, everybody, you'll see them later on. But a lot of the people in the bands actually can't stand each other. And and it didn't matter, because this is like above Paul Weller's here at the moment, over there. And like he was saying earlier, the whole thing, come out. He was saying it's above anything like that. It's above any sort of, you know, individual pettiness. And I think that's the spirit of the thing. And what were you talking about?
So all the people that, you know, besides all the famous faces and things that you actually see in the video and you hear on the record, there's an umpteen people behind the scenes who've contributed, like, all the profits that would normally be whittled away at a record. All those profits have been put back into the trust fund, and not only from the record companies, but from the record retailers, and we've had free advertising from the music press, and we've had help from the daily papers. Everyone concerned is actually doing it for the cause and not for personal profit.
Yeah, this film, for example, has been made by people who've given up their weekend to do it for nothing. It's been processed by people who are doing it for nothing. It'll be mixed together by people who are doing it for nothing. Even the labels on the record have been made up for us for free. Peter Blake, the artist, has done the cover, which we're going to auction at Sotheby's. Every single aspect that we could think of that we could wipe out for cost, we've wrung people, and they've agreed to forego their cost, the T-shirt manufacturers. The people at the factory who are making the record are working for free all weekend, overtime, just to make sure it gets out in time. It's quite nice to be part of something like that for a change that isn't imbued with cynicism or anything like that. It makes a change for me anyway.
Bob Geldof and Midge Ure, writers of Do They Know It's Christmas. Midge's studio the day before. Midge plays guitar while Bob grins at him from his seat behind the recording engineer at the mixing desk.
Like a
crazy
sequence.
Doing what?
Playing like a figure, but just like a sequence.
Like a rhythm.
It'd be fine if you
can
get something actually.
Well, we've got so many fucking keyboards. I mean, it's just the sound of guitar, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I think it misses. Anyway, let's hear it back.
The day they made the song that changed the world. 25th of November 1984. Bob's interview.
Right, Bob, we spoke to you yesterday. It's all starting to happen now. What's it feeling like?
Well, there's only Midge and me here and about 100 film crews, so I wish somebody else would hurry up and get here.
Who's on their way?
Well, Duran and Spandau have just landed, and Bono has just come in. He rang me last night and said that The Edge had got a kidney infection, and so he's in hospital. So send him my love, and I hope he gets better. So that's a bit of a drag, because he was going to be the lead guitarist. But there's about 1 million guitar players coming down. I don't know, it's early in the morning. Ask me at the same time tonight, and I'll tell you how it's going to go.
How long do you think it's going on for, then, today?
Oh, Midge and I will be here until tomorrow morning.
I got a phone call from Bob last night telling me to come. And Phil Collins is going to be here, which is wonderful. So I've put off loads of things. Never mind, came back from America early as well, and George is coming back tonight. I think he's coming straight here from the airport, so he should be here about 7:30.
And what are you going to be doing today?
Well, I don't know. I don't know yet. Whatever it is, it's for a good cause. Anyway, I think it's a great idea, this, actually. It's wonderful. It's really good. Lots of people always talk about doing these things, but very rarely get them together. So it's going to be a good all-star cast.
John Moss of Culture Club. Sting arrives and walks past a crowd of photographers. Then the members of Spandau Ballet get out of a car and wave to the cameras.
Hello.
Paul Weller walks up and goes into the studio, passing the photographers. Then the three girl singers from Bananarama step out of a car and stand in a line, smiling. As Paul Young gets out of a car, the photographers approach him.
Paul, can you just hold it there? Paul, and then we can just do shots before you go in.
The singer Marilyn arrives, wearing shades. Then the members of Duran Duran walk towards the studio.
I just think, you know, if you're in a position to do something about a situation like that, you should do it, and that's what we're all doing.
Okay. Cool in the gang.
What are you doing out there?
All for the cause.
Oh, is Paul Weller here? Oh, he's downstairs. Anyone got
a line? It's a little bit early, isn't it?
It is trifle early. Yeah. How did you hear about it?
He told me.
No, we were at Yo's and the phone
He told me.
Yeah, just imagine how word gets round when you live together, you know.
I won't say anything else, actually, so it's every worry.
Gary Kemp. Among the artists in the studio is Bono.
Is this it?
Yes.
Jingle bells.
Oh, yeah.
Are these the lyrics?
Yeah.
Bono picks up a sheet of paper and sits down. Now Midge holds the lyric sheet up to Bob and Tony Hadley.
Yeah. I think one of these ones and you're sort of
You've got a low range, Tony has. Haven't you?
Well, the opening. Paul, I'm still thinking if George Michael's going to do that, but if you can get him to sing a lead part or Bowie.
Yeah,
to do the opening. Yeah, no, but I mean, we can carry on doing this middle section just now.
All right.
There's other bits in here.
But say a prayer then.
Well, I would have thought like a double line here. You know, because the problem is, see, we're working, it's like doing it the wrong way around. We've got the harmony for this part, right? So you'd have to sing the main part, which is more or less the part I've got there on the guide vocal, and have to sync it up with Sting's harmony.
Yeah.
Right. So it's not particularly high, this stuff. So like one of these lines.
Your voice is a good shot, isn't it?
It's drinking.
I can hear the thing.
Yeah, I know.
That'll open up.
You'd be out there for
two. Just get me a bottle of Jack Daniels.
Tony, great.
I might be small, but I'm ruthless.
You're Rufus?
Right. So it'll be one of these lines. Once we get the thing going here. There you go. I have your very own lyric sheet.
Yeah, my very own copy.
Your very own lyric sheet. We should do. Everybody gets a lyric sheet. Should write me something on it. We'll keep them as well.
Yeah, right.
And we can sponsor those.
Yeah, write those notes or the vibe.
Sure. Changing wee bits and the lining bits.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah, that'd be good.
It's dead.
Can you sell everything?
Someone's already started on this one.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything that can be sold has been sold.
That's good, though.
We could do, because I still imagine, because this range is Paul Young's range.
Yeah, and it sounds nice, it just comes out of that whole block of voices.
Yeah.
This Christmas time.
Let's take it line by line anyway, once we actually get to hear the thing.
Right, we cleared them out of here.
There's a lot of organisation.
And do you actually want the official? That's going to be the big chant thing at the end, and it all builds and builds. It's all like a big orchestra thing.
So that's when everyone's going to come in.
Yeah, that's what it's like.
It sounds a bit kind of theme to this,
doesn't
it?
Well, it's like an anthem-y type thing.
It's really good.
Glenn Gregory's in the studio.
Was that doing the big chorus first?
No.
No, we're going to do it. It's because
that's not fair.
It isn't fair, really, is it? Once everybody's arrived, we're going to see.
Okay. All right, how
are you doing? Tonight, thank God, on time.
There's something there. At Christmas time, you said it's hard when you're having fun.
It's hard when you're having fun.
Yeah, that's why it's better.
That's what's on
it's hard, but when you're having fun.
Yeah.
And then it's Christmas time. But that was, it's hard was on the original sheet. I don't know how it got fucked off.
Once we've got everybody singing their parts, nobody needs to know that, because the masked voices only need to know that.
Yeah, but I must not do it.
Yes, you might as well.
Now Midge is with Bono.
Big masked voices, building.
It's the mass choir.
Some of the mass voices, it's quite good, this.
Whistle there.
We see Ed Cal's going in the background now.
Mitch mimes playing a flute.
Christmas time,
man. First lines.
Two hours sleep and.
Tony, have you come out with me? Oh, I've got to the guitar.
Tony Hadley heads to a microphone holding a lyric sheet and a hot drink.
Who wants to organise the clearing of the studio?
Yes,
Midge, then in his early 30s, with brown hair tied back in a ponytail, gets up and walks into an adjoining area where he approaches a man holding a pair of headphones.
Yes,
we clear it totally, except for whoever needs to be here, whatever camera crews, everybody else out, because we're going to, otherwise everybody's going to get paranoid. So a million people sitting watching them singing. Wouldn't you?
Because I would cry. I'd break down.
That's brilliant, Neil.
Actor Nigel Planer in character as Neil the hippie.
So happening. Yeah, isn't it? It's good, yeah, as long as we get the lead vocal, we're actually trying to do very well.
Video director Nigel Dick.
That's you, right? On you being here and Nick. Stephen and Chris, if you can stay outside. And Albert, unless you need to be in here, we'll need you outside, please. Unless you need to be in here.
Tony's peering at the lyric sheet.
A bitter sting of tears. Right. Got it. Bitter sting of tears. Someone doesn't write very well. I'm going to do me thing, man. I'm going to do it.
Mitch makes his way through a darkened walkway to the control room. Tony's pacing around, clutching the lyric sheet.
I find that a bit weird. I don't care who I have to sing in front of. It wouldn't bother me at all.
Bob strums an acoustic guitar.
It's a hymn, really, isn't it? Far out, Bob. You got there in the end.
Fuck off.
Tony's put on headphones and is standing at a mic.
It works.
It does. It does work. It definitely works. It works even better.
You're in the headphones.
God, yes, I am. God. One, two. I'm definitely in here. Actually, you can probably turn me down a little bit, I think.
Tony nods in time to the music. And it's a world of dread and fear. Two camera operators film Tony as he sings, with one hand pressed to his headphones. In the control room, Midge is next to the recording engineer, watching him intently.
Yeah, just on your phrasing on Sting, you sang it slightly before Sting did.
Sting. What, on the And It's a World of Dread and Fear?
No, just on that, the bitter sting of tears. Right, okay. You were singing it slightly ahead.
Okay.
Right. Here comes. It's a world of dread and fear, where the only water flowing is the bitter sting of tears.
Okay, that's great. Okay, wonderful, eh? Thank you.
Jolly good. Terrific, thanks a lot.
Bob's on the phone to Holly Johnson of Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
How's it going? You got a cold? Okay, I've got Gary Kemp here and John Taylor. And they're pissed off that you didn't come back.
Holly, this is Gary. Where are you? How are you?
A cold.
Yeah. Right, well listen, it's a bad show because everybody's here, we've all beaten each other up, and we just want you to come down and get physical.
Rich pop stars, yeah.
Oh, no, not rich pop stars. You should get a better record company, you might be.
Listen, it's me again, Bob. I'll tell you what, we want to get a Christmas message. Just say, like, sorry we couldn't be there, but we're in Chicago. Have a happy Christmas and remember. And then say in your The World Is My Oyster voice, you know, say, feed the world and do that laugh, okay?
You want the laugh?
Yeah, I want the laugh.
What have we got to say? Tell me exactly what I've got to say, Bob.
Right. I'll tell you exactly. Say, heavy direction here, Holly. Okay, have you got the phone ringing so we can cut into that if we want to? Yeah. Okay, are you ready?
This is Holly Johnson. Like he goes to Hollywood. We're in Chicago. Sorry we can't be there. But feed the world.
Bye, Holly.
That's Gary saying goodbye. John Taylor.
Wishes him a happy Christmas.
John Taylor wishes you a happy Christmas.
Midge shows the lyrics to Paul Young.
Here's to you. Raise a glass for everyone. Here's to you. Underneath that cruise. And then last voices, they know it's Christmas time at all.
Mitch, it's nice.
He's got that pen.
Yeah.
See now where the pen went? You're going to lose a lot of it.
Yeah.
See when you bill your markings on your sheet, can you sign it? I'll stick a wee message on the sheet, because we're going to sell the sheets. Can you auction them off?
Well, yeah. I haven't even heard that first bit.
Yeah, right.
Because you always carry this.
Just play it from the top, please.
A close-up of the typewritten lyrics. Then Paul rehearses the song.
There's no need to be afraid.
There's no need to be afraid.
At Christmas time, we'll let any light, we banish shade.
We let any light, we banish shade.
And in our world,
okay, try it again.
Oh,
complicated vocal out.
It's Christmas time.
However you want
and
to
there's
phrase
no
it.
Need to be afraid.
Okay, Paul.
Yeah?
Right. Well, right. Give you a bash.
Here it comes.
A clapperboard reads Band-Aid with the date, November 24th, 1984. Paul Young stands at the microphone.
It's Christmas time, and there's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and banish shade.
Yeah. I think there could be just a little bit more expression, you know. It's like, it's kind of sad. It's Christmas time, you know, the bit more comes, you don't have to be afraid, you know, just let it open, you know. At Christmas time, we let in light, we banish shade.
Yeah, right then.
At Christmas time, we let in light and banish shade.
Yeah,
more says. A bit too over the top on banish or
yeah, I think so. I think it's too bland now. One singer, one song. Do you want to do the line again and just sing it how you feel,
yeah,
Paul?
Right.
Be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shade.
The next line will the raise a glass bit.
Raise a glass for everyone. Underneath that burning sun, do they know it's Christmas time at all?
Was the entry a bit dodgy?
Yeah, it was. It wasn't quite right. It sounded slightly flat, just what? The beginning.
All right, then.
Just pitch it up a wee bit.
One more.
It's Christmas time at all.
That was the one. Wasn't there another one of those that repeats?
Oh, you're right, yes. God, you know more about it than I do. The one before it.
Someone else could do it if you like, or I'll do it again.
No, you do it as well. You do it just now, and then we've got a choice.
Yeah, all right then.
Paul listens through headphones, waiting for his cue to sing.
It's Christmas time at all.
That was all right, wasn't it?
Gosh, you're good, aren't you? Sounds like
sure, that's,
isn't it? That's perfect.
Front board.
Bob strums the guitar.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Paul Weller.
We'd like to introduce this one. This is the acoustic version, and it's heralded and started by Mr. Bob Geldof.
Thank you, and played tonight by the Three Stooges.
Bob, Paul Weller and Gary Kemp all play guitar.
At Christmas time, we let it light and banish shame. Oh, in our world. Around the world.
Paul Weller, then with slick back dark hair, frowns as he focuses on his playing. Now he grins as a small girl with a blue bow in her hair comes over to Bob and clutches his knee.
Thank you!
Trevor Horn.
Otherwise,
good. Okay.
They want to start mixing in 3 hours.
Well, you going to play James?
I hope so, that's what I came for.
Please?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm going to be playing drums. Soon as they let me have a go, you know.
Phil Collins.
How are you making the drums?
Oh, no.
He'll show you anyway.
Yeah, we're all right.
You're going to show him how you want the drums, mate?
I will do. I mean, basically just a pair over each tom. But it's just that I wanted a couple of really high ambience and with lots of compression on it.
Lots of that, yes.
Yeah, that kind of thing. But I don't know what midgets would play, maybe it's cymbals and stuff. You can't do anything else other than just compress.
Yeah. But we'll see, it depends what...
Yeah. I'll just play along, you know, play along when we do it.
Yeah.
But just the older ambience, you know, that's what really is the sort of the key to what I do.
Well,
but as you were.
I suppose I'll just inherit whatever you do today, tomorrow, and just make something out of it.
I'll do a 12 inch.
Yeah, I'm going to do a 12 inch.
Brilliant. And
out for next. Yeah, I'll leave you to it then.
Great.
A hand adjusts knobs on the mixing desk. Sting jiggles a small blonde child on his lap, and Phil Collins goes through some drum warm-up exercises. Wearing headphones, Phil screws up his eyes as he drums.
Okay, well, I fucked up, so...
Watch me for the cue on that bit as well, the dropout.
No, I just keep forgetting it.
Right. I'll try.
Midge?
Yeah, Phil, we're just going to try something technically dubious here for a moment. if the track starts slurring about a bit, don't worry. If it does it too much...
I won't notice, man, it's all right.
It's all right, man, well, we'll just stop, you know what I mean?
Phil closes his eyes and pushes his tongue out slightly between his teeth as he plays. He wipes his hand across his forehead.
Yeah.
Thank you, and I hope we pass the audition.
Phil wipes his face with a towel.
Come on, you bald, you fucker, get in here. I'm wasting time. It's fucking ridiculously hot out there.
I know, it's really hot.
Phil joins Midge, Bob, and several of the other artists in the control room.
At least she doesn't want to read the news of the world.
Pretty fucking good, old chap.
A brown and white dog's in the control room. As Phil listens to the track, Bob, holding a plate of food, plays air drums. As Phil's leaving the control room, Midge calls to him.
Phil, can you do another one, please?
Nigel Planer, Neil from BBC show The Young Ones.
I'm wearing Bob Geldof's T-shirt. Look. Feed the world. Let them know it's Christmas. Except actually, I think it's much more important to feed them, right, than to let them know it's Christmas. Because, I mean, just knowing it's Christmas isn't going to do much, is it? Whereas, like, feeding them... is going to make it a lot better, isn't it? I mean, and what about Hanukkah and Ramadan and all that? I mean, it doesn't say, like, let them know it's Hanukkah, does it? Or let them know it's Ramadan. Feed the world. Let them know it's Neil's birthday.
Francis Rossi and Rick Parfitt from Status Quo stand at the mic.
Look, Midge, can you forgive us one or two times through?
That'd be stupid.
No, can you give us time, we'll...
No problem. No problem.
No problems, Midge. Promises. We'll be finished by 11 o'clock.
No,
but if we track it, different. Half the four. Who did that?
What do you mean? Hang on,
I'll
take my desk.
Mine, wait.
Shut up.
Then
do the
voice. Here's to you.
Don't do that, you put
me. Am I up there? Am I in the gods? I am, aren't I?
Good, good.
No, them.
To them.
Here's to them. Do they know it's Christmas time at all? It goes down to it's.
So I'm not. I'm not quite sure of the first cue, but
it's down to it. Do they know it's Christmas time at all?
And we gotta hold the all, right?
Yeah, hold all of it.
I'm not quite sure where's to you. Hey? Comes in, I'm a bit confused.
No, Smudge was gonna count us, but somebody walked across his visit, where his eyes are.
If you could count us, Mitch, that would be terrific.
Terrible smell.
From the mixing desk, Midge raises his hand to count them in.
Here's to you. Here's to them. Do they know it's Christmas time at all?
Are you singing a straight note through there?
Oh.
Because, here's to you. Here's to them.
Only
it keeps
that.
Sounding out, doesn't it? Out of tune.
Just a bit.
Here's... Okay, what's one?
You're a subtle man, Midge, honest.
Here's to
Ish.
You.
Right, try it in unison.
Unless we do it both the same.
Yeah. Or that, yeah.
Right, thanks, Midge. Smudge. What's that?
They do another take.
Here's to you. Here's to them. Do they know it's Christmas time at all?
Midge.
I have to hurry as well now.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's try once more. If I don't get it, then fine, we'll do it.
All right.
Midge.
Yep.
Wouldn't be out of time if we sing it quicker.
Sting.
Bob Geldof phoned me up and told me that he was doing this thing and would I like to be involved. And I said, yeah, because no matter how much you send away to Ethiopia, it's never enough. So the chance to do something else, something extra, was a welcome one. And I hope we make a good record, and I hope we sell a lot of records, and I hope the money gets through to Ethiopia, which is the whole idea.
And what have you been doing on the single?
Well, I sing a third harmony, which is my speciality, on the melody, and I smile a lot.
And how's it felt, sort of getting together with all these different people?
I think it's going to be very interesting, you know, all these egos together in one room. Very funny.
Now Sting is seated playing guitar, while Bob, Gary and John Taylor sing and play guitar at a microphone, and Phil Collins plays the drums. George Michael has arrived.
George.
Hi, how you doing?
Not bad.
It's hard. Have you got the vocals there? And I can switch them in. Excuse me, St. George.
God, fuck, what a test of Bono.
How are you?
And it's a world. Do you know Bono? George Bono.
Yeah, I got to take my
Glenn. Paul Young.
Right. Where's George Michael? Minutes, I'm sorry, he's upstairs. What have you been doing this week, first of all?
I've been rehearsing with my band. We're going on tour next week.
Has that been fun?
It's been hard work, but I'm looking forward to the tour, so I don't mind. I always get really shy when there's loads and loads of other pop stars about. I just tend to clam up a bit. But it's been good. You know, no one's come up and attacked me verbally yet or anything. The song's really catchy. It's a major threat to our fourth number one.
Your fourth number. What's your next single?
It's called Last Christmas. It's a Christmas single.
Is it very Christmassy?
Very.
Well, I can't ask you to sing a bit. You'll get mortified.
You can't ask me to sing a little bit. Yeah. I'm asking you a little bit.
All right.
It goes,
Right.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away.
And I'm not giving you any more than that.
Oh, really, that was good. Imagine, I'll nice, go and yeah, tell all my girlfriends. George, sang to me.
If we get to number one now, I'll feel I'm depriving, you know.
This of,
so, well, I don't know. I don't mind which gets to
number. It might work out. Everyone can have a go.
It's true. That'd be great. That would be really
the best
good
way.
I've got a feeling that might be what happens, because this is released before, isn't it? I think this is probably going at number one.
This is released very quickly.
This will probably go in at number one. So hopefully we'll get a bash.
So do you think everyone will count it as their very own number one?
Oh, well, I will. I'm going to sing loud.
So your next one will be your fifth number one.
Okay. George is needed.
George is needed.
And
did you see that? George sang to me.
Yes.
Oh, I went, oh, completely peculiar.
You have to be really quiet now.
George sang to me.
Yes, I know, I saw.
Oh,
that. Yes,
God, it was thrilling.
All white and weak-kneed. You have to be really quiet because there's no
right,
backing track.
I must tell Bob.
Paula Yates takes Fifi, the little girl with the bow in her hair, in her arms and holds her.
Does Fifi want... Oh, Fifi burped.
But when you're having fun...
George gets ready to sing.
Christmas time.
Okay. In fact, if you actually stop after that, George, it'd be great. If you just do the first line and then the at Christmas time, and then we can cut from there to Simon, okay, who's going off carrying that line through, you know?
Okay.
Great. You want to have a bash at it?
Yeah, sure.
Here we go.
George, then in his early 20s, has wavy, bleached blonde hair.
Your arms around the world at Christmas time. But say up. I'm getting you then.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, I didn't get him out in time.
But say a prayer.
Make it quite an emotional thing, George. But say a prayer.
Okay.
Here it comes.
Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time. But say a prayer. Pray for the other ones at Christmas time.
That actual line itself, the but say a prayer, is hard for me to sing powerfully. If you wanted to kind of change the notation a little bit so it started off a bit higher or something. But say a prayer. I could do that if you want.
That sounds great.
That's great. Yeah.
But say a prayer. Pray for the other ones at Christmas time. It's hard.
The chorus.
George.
George. Sorry, mate, we forgot the chorus part.
Yeah, well, we should get a few people to go and do that at the one time, so it's done.
Yeah.
Midge leaves the control room. Then he, Bob, Glenn, Gregory and Bono join George at the microphone. Paul Young, then in his late 20s with a dark brown mullet hairstyle, heads over to the singers and joins them. George points to the lyric sheet on a music stand.
Greatest gift.
How's it?
The greatest gift they'll get this year is life.
They'll get this year is life.
When nothing ever grows, no rain or rivers flow. Do they know it's Christmas time at all?
Yeah. Okay, once more, it's that bit there. Get this year is life, where nothing ever grows. You can do
nothing ever grows, no rain or rivers flow.
And so you just got to try and sort of keep it reasonably tidy.
Yeah.
Four voices.
Greatest gift they'll get this year is life. They'll get this year is life.
Stay where you
were. Nothing ever grows. No rain or rivers flow. Do they know it's Christmas time at all? And there won't be snow in Africa.
America this Christmas time. The greatest gift they'll get this year is life. Where nothing ever grows, no rain or rivers flow. Do they know it's Christmas time at all?
Yep. I got this,
Yeah, everyone's jumping up here.
Yeah.
Who's gonna tell get this year is life?
Where nothing ever grows, no rain or rivers flow. Where nothing ever grows,
no rain or rivers flow.
Oh, darn it.
Rain or rivers.
Yes, sure. Right.
Nothing ever grows.
But okay, do you hear the way Sting's doing this line?
Do you want any? I mean, I could.
Sort of passionate.
I could double the harmony if you want. Or do you want just the one harmony on top? Because it's just
if you can.
I'll do the harmony that he's doing if you want. All right. Try it once more again.
See, the point is there won't be snow in Africa.
Yeah, can we sting up a bit, please?
I think that's the crucial line.
Yeah. I think Sting will be able to get a bit more emotion into it up there as well.
Which line are we talking about?
Rather than getting sort of your character of your voice, you know, I'm trying to get the actual feeling of it. You know, the whole point is there won't be this year. Forget it. The end.
Where nothing ever grows, no rain or rivers flow. Do they know it's Christmas time at all?
We'll just run the track and do it with the track so I can hear it. Okay, you want to try it?
Mitch is back behind the mixing desk.
I can hear myself. Are you sure it's coming through when it's...
I don't want to hear myself, actually, the truth
is. Yeah, I mean, I can make it much louder, though, if you want.
I can't hear me at all, actually.
Yeah, George, you're actually quite loud in the balance.
All right.
Bono, you're coming in on that, do you know it's Christmas time? You're coming in before everybody else.
All right.
Yeah, so if you can just hold back a bit on that.
Okay.
And everybody, don't hold back too much on at all. Do they know it's Christmas time at all? It's got to be fairly on the beat because the harmonies are already there.
There won't be snow in Africa this Christmas.
Bono, George, Glenn, and Paul Young sing in harmony.
The greatest gift they'll get this year is life. Where nothing ever grows, no rain or rivers flow. Do they know it's Christmas time at all?
A video cameraman moves close to the mixing desk where Midge is seated with the recording engineers. Two lyric sheets with some of the words crossed out and notes scrawled. Bono.
I've never been able to double-track myself, let alone another person. So.
Let alone somebody who's not even here.
You're talking to Trevor Horn's nightmare.
All right, here we go.
Through the control room window, Bono at the microphone.
Pray for the other ones at Christmas time.
Again, we could probably drop Sting's voice out there.
Yeah. But tonight. Yeah, if you could drop Sting's out for the tonight one, I'll give it a bit more of the.
Right. Okay. Sting does that's like. Are the clanging chimes of doom. He actually holds
clanging chimes of doom.
Yeah, if you can get that, it'd be great. And then just go for that last line. It sounds great when you build it up.
Okay.
We'll just run it down again.
Where the only water flowing is the bitter sting of tears.
And the Christmas bells that ring there are the clanging chimes of doom.
Well, tonight, thank God it's them instead of you.
Hey, Bob, what else you want to do? Film wise.
Simon goes. No, sorry, Bono goes. Bono, are you listening?
Yes.
Okay, it's Simon and Sting now.
I'm gone.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Bono. You're gone.
Paul Yates interviews Simon Le Bon and Bono.
15 and ball.
What sort of a day has it been so far?
Pretty hectic, I'd say, wouldn't you? A circus. That's what it's been. Yeah. Chaotic, hectic. Elephants, tigers. Circus, there you have the ringmaster and trapeze artist downstairs. Don't know what I am.
What's been the hardest safety thing, net. Do you think? Yes, you're the same. Everyone's fallen on you.
Yeah, it's quite an odd collection of personalities and people I've never met before and, you know, never thought about meeting, really.
Do you think that what do you think it's going to sound like in the end? Do you think it'll sound quite live because of it not being particularly perfect?
If not live, it'll sound very lively. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It'll sound like a smash hit.
Yeah, spontaneously so.
Now, have you got a Christmas record out?
No.
So you're not worried? No. George Michael was a bit worried that it might ruin his fourth number one.
Well, he said...
it's number one.
Yeah, I do too.
But I hope it ruins his number one, fourth number one, not for his sake, but I think it would be great to have a record like
just
that.
Just the idea of it, yeah.
Yeah. I think he'd probably feel, I mean, he's on it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so, I said to so him, it's
for him,
it's
double indemnity
for him.
That's right, yeah.
He'll have two number ones, he can pretend it's his own.
The press crowd around as Boy George arrives.
Boy Simon!
Boy George, then in his early 20s, playfully puts his hand over the camera lens.
Hey, walk this way. Give a chance to crash the rumours.
Boy George beckons to Simon Le Bon, who joins him. With their arms around each other, they look out of the door into the street, crowded with press and spectators. Simon turns and waves, then he and Boy George head into the studio control room.
Hello. Hi, how are you doing?
Looking mad at us.
Right, I just turned my eyes.
Okay.
Just flown back to Dean.
Where are we? It's really odd seeing all these people in the same room. It's really trippy.
Oh, God, you've seen it earlier.
What? Yeah, I know. You said it was like Christmas.
What? Who said Midge?
Boy George, who has bright red hair, bends over Sting's child and strokes his face. Now, he's holding a lyric sheet.
We've got a track to stick George on.
It's coming in a minute.
That far. Straight after Paul's track. They're on the same track.
Now, Boy George, wearing thick, dark eyeliner and drawn-on eyebrows, is at the mic adjusting his headphones.
At Christmas time, we let in light and we vanish.
Boy George opens his mouth.
And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time. Whoa.
Yeah, I'm losing the bag. Everybody's ever been worried about anybody who's in this room tonight.
I like the way it's changing the mood it is.
What's that? You Irish munchkin. Stand up or you are.
I'm bigger and I'm tougher than you.
I think that one was for me.
Somebody had to lower the tone of the evening and it had to be me.
Okay.
At Christmas time, we let in light and we vanish it. And in our world of plenty,
okay.
I came off the beat, didn't I?
No, you came in on the beat.
And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy.
Here's to you part. We'll just... Can we try the chorus part?
George!
What?
We're going to try the chorus. There's a lot of voices on it anyway, but just to hear you with them.
What?
It's, have you got the lyrics there?
Yeah.
We'll play it through to you a couple of times. It's the bit. There won't be snow and
ice. Here's
Christmas.
You raise a glass for everyone.
No. The bit before that.
And there won't be snow in Africa this Christmas time.
The greatest gift they'll get this year. Stop, I know what to do. I found the plot, okay? What we do is you turn me up marginally louder, and we do the first bit of that line, and I'm gonna drop myself in. You can do that, can't you? You're a genius. So I'll do, and there won't be snow in Africa. Bag. Silence. Then I do that. So turn me up, because I really can't hear it, right? You know, it's better, because it helps me with the phrasing. Otherwise, I can't put my heart and soul into this, you know? Who said that? Geldof? Give him a toadstool.
Bob, Midge and the recording engineers all smile widely. Boy George picks up a paper cup and sips from it, then moves closer to the microphone.
And there won't be snow in Africa. The greatest gift they'll get this year is life. Oh, when nothing ever grows, no rain or rivers flow. Do they know it's Christmas time at home? And there won't be snow in Africa this Christmas time. The greatest gift they'll get this year is life. After that,
you're not going to finish. Got to get finished before. Yeah, it's been cut for a long. You've got the speakers and everything, but if you mic'd it up and did it a bit more like a choir, but broke it into three, you know.
I know you mean. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. But you know, it might work. I don't know if it would. And just use that as a start.
And use it as a sex.
Great idea. Doing just a start.
Just to start the 12-inch like that, you know what I mean?
Especially if you did actually get some lower bass resin kind of harmonies, like what Sting was singing there.
Would come across like a male voice.
But you see, if you get...
You better get them before they go.
Yeah, well, we could spend half an hour doing it. I've asked everybody not to...
I think you'd have to mic it slightly differently.
Andy Taylor ruffles Rick Parfitt's hair. Now all the singers have gathered around the mics. Co-producer Trevor Horn addresses everyone.
To do all three parts just twice... You know, like, do feed the world, let them know it's Christmas, right? Just do that with everybody singing it two or three times, and then without even hearing that, do the second part, and I'll just put it all together. You know, I can fly it, and I can do anything with it. Do you know what I mean? And then do the other part. And so we'll all do the same part, otherwise it'll be a, you know... All right, and just do them. We just do them wild, you know. I think it'll be a lot better in the end.
Trevor conducts the singers.
Let them know it's Christmas time. It's Feed the World.
Everyone seems to sing it at a speed that bore no relationship to my counting. So it's obvious that there's a natural speed to sing it at. So that's what we should do.
At a certain stage, we end it notes that we want to be on. We should be loving it. And put all the Christmas bells on the end, do you know what I mean?
So I suppose you'll just have to follow me counting it again. It'll probably start off a bit shaky, but you know.
You've got four strong male voices there, and it's overpowering the other two.
Really?
Yes, you ought to divide that middle section up because it's overpowering the other two, because you've got four really strong male voices there.
I see.
And you haven't got as many strong. You hear it when they're actually singing. So you should, regroup.
Okay. Why don't we all just change places around the mic? Stay singing the same part, but just swap positions, you know? No, not go to it. No, you know, like Paul, you come to the front, you know, and change the and back off a bit. Evidently you five chaps are definitely the loudest.
Simon, Tony, George Michael and Paul Young look at each other and laugh.
Really?
So could we go
one more on the first part.
Move the mic.
And if you could do a count into this mic as well, that would make it even better.
Well, look, let's just do it again.
Yeah, let's do it again.
Let's just do it again.
But if you can be near this, Trev, can you be near this mic when you do the count?
Okay.
Or do it really loud.
Paul Yates, sitting nearby, points out the camera to little Fifi.
Playback system, please. Put a little bit of reverb on it so that we won't be depressed by it, all right?
Trevor turns back to the singers.
Let's hear it now, can we? Play it.
Feed the world. Let them know it's Christmas time. Feed the world.
As they sing, Trevor conducts them.
Now I don't. I want it normal at the beginning, and then I want it to build up. Because it works very well. The build-up is the best part of it, when it gets loud. The same again, yes. Okay. You ready, Stuart? Because we're going to have to do this quite quickly, because everyone's attention span is going to be... No, this is the ground track, because we're going to finish it on the eighth time, right?
Okay.
That's good. Right.
A smiling man sits at the piano.
Okay. Note. Two, three, four.
Feed the world. Let them know it's Christmas time. Feed the
Trevor's beaming broadly.
Let them know it's Christmas time again.
Trevor turns away from the singers.
Is that good? Hallelujah.
It's the whole front page of the Daily Mirror tomorrow, too. It's the whole front page, and it just says on the top, $1 billion band. And the whole centre spent on this Band-Aid.
Oh, I'll find out tomorrow and complain. I don't like the name.
Just coming into the room and like seeing so many people, where normally if you're at a party, you'll only manage to talk to one or two of them, and the rest of them you just give a blank, you know. It's mutual recognition. You've never met each other before, but it's a weird situation. But today, everyone immediately come together. Everyone looked terrible. It was Sunday morning. You know, no one was made up for a party or for a photo session, so... It was good. We were just drinking coffee and standing around downstairs.
Yeah, I think at first there was I mean, it was almost forced. You know, people thought they... I mean, I certainly thought I really ought to say hello to, you know, to whoever. And that was hard work at first, because I really wasn't in the mood. And then it just sort of fell into place.
And we've all got on, apart from...
Well, we'll talk about it later, pal.
But I think what I like about the whole thing is that I think at the moment we live in an age of... cynicism, where instead of like it being us and them, the younger generation versus the older generation or the establishment or right and wrong, it tends to be like young people versus young people all the time. You know, we're forever stabbing each other in the back.
Yeah.
No one gets anywhere. It's not worth it. And now this has brought us together for a reason.
The whole music scene is... I've just found it rather disappointing over recent years in that it's so damn competitive and it's so cynical. And I can't be bothered. I mean... We've slagged each other off so much, and I mean today was more like a celebration of what we can achieve, you know.
Because Brian's saying the photograph should be done now, really, because otherwise he's going to miss all his times.
Yeah, we've done that.
Nice picture.
Yeah, I like that.
Where is he? That's
just the energy.
The artists stream into a room. As they walk in, Sting holds up a biscuit to Phil Collins, who takes a bite out of it. Then Sting finishes the rest. As the artists gather together in front of a plain white backdrop, Midge shakes someone's hand. Bob gestures to the performers.
Tall ones first. Simon. Midge and Taylor in the very front.
Children at the front and the bride and groom.
Everyone gathers for a group photo. Some of the singers crouch down at the front. The artists have lined up in three tiers. Facing a group of photographers, Sting seated in the middle of the front line, with Midge in the centre of the middle row. Photographer Brian Harris has set up his camera.
Andy, bring your chin up a little bit so we see under that hat. Good. And again.
The singers pose for the shot.
That's great. And again. Same again. To the camera. That's...
Good. And again. John! Eyes to the camera. Good. Simon, eyes to the camera.
Standing apart from the group, Paula and baby Fifi are with another mother and baby. A sound boom operator holds a mic above the band of artists, then a clapperboard closes. Trevor, who's wearing large glasses, looks surprised as he turns to face the camera.
Me? Oh.
He smooths his hair, then raises his eyebrows. Paula's beside him.
This is your studio?
Yes, it is. Wonderful, isn't it?
It is, actually. It's
only £85 an hour.
Is that how much?
Yes.
And you're donating it completely free?
Completely free, yes.
But how did you hear about it?
Oh, about this?
Yeah.
I heard about it from you.
Oh, from me?
I think it was you on the plane on the way back from the tube. Yes, and then Bob rang me. You started it off, and then Bob rang me about 2 minutes later.
The subtle team that Rex and Gelda.
Here's my wife now, who is the boss.
Sorry, Jill.
Hello.
Jill.
How do you do?
Hello. Yeah.
Sorry, what was the name? Yates? Bates?
Now, what do you think about the whole idea now that it's actually started? How do you think it's going so far?
It's better than I thought.
I think the song's much better. I think it could really be a hit. And I think everybody should do it every year, because the problem is that it isn't going to be just this year. It's going to be next year and the year after. And I think it would be really good if everybody, instead of bringing out their own Christmas singles, got together and did one for charity. I think everybody can afford to do it. I think it's amazingly well organised, considering you've got courtesy of Bob Geldof, that you've got seven film crews at one point, BBC News, ITV News. And also I think that there hasn't been one individual who's had an ego problem. I think everybody has completely mucked in. Nobody's sort of been difficult in the slightest, under very extreme conditions.
Did you expect there to be ego problems with the whole thing, when having sort of Simon Bond and George Michael and Sting and everybody buying for cheekbone space?
Well, I mean, we're only here for a few hours.
Could change. No, I think that people say, oh, yeah, I'll do it. But the reality of it is that they often don't. And I think the people that are slightly older in the tooth, not naming any names, probably wouldn't, but the people who are younger, I think, you know, like young men, they, you know,
I'm pleased for anything.
I'm pleased because I think it's a good song. I think it'll sell, and I think that's the best thing, because it would be great if it could sell a million or so, because that way they'll get the most money. So I
think, and it'll go straight to them.
Straight
that's
to
right.
them. Yeah.
Oh dear.
Now we have here Chris Poole,
head of press.
The man who has orchestrated much of the press, haven't you?
Well, yes.
Well, you've done a bit of
much of it, yes. No, honestly, all credit to your old man, really. I mean, I think he's just done the most incredible job. I don't think anybody else in this business would have done what he's done.
And what kind of press are you expecting to get out of the whole thing? What's been arranged?
Well, what we've actually agreed with the Daily Mirror is that they'll give us the whole of the front page and the entire centre spread in tomorrow's paper. And we've done an exclusive deal with them so that they'll do that.
And there's also going to be a poster, isn't there?
Yeah, and they're going to do a full-colour poster of the whole group singing. And that will be sold through the Daily Mirror. And all the proceeds of that will go to the fund.
Mm. So what kind of thing have you had to do today? Because you've had a very hard job today.
Well, yeah, I mean, I suppose I've just been running around trying to get everybody in one place and move people around. I mean, a lot of all the bands, you know, not very often that they all get together and see their mates.
Now, what kind of gossip have you heard?
I couldn't repeat any of it.
Really?
It's more than my life's worth.
Is it really?
Really, yes, as the camera comes in closer and closer. No, I couldn't.
Did you just finish the tour? Yeah, just got back yesterday.
Okay, so I think we should do it. I don't know how many parts we should have in this. It shouldn't be too choral, it shouldn't be too puffy.
You should get someone to do the melody and some people do the high harmony. But how are you going to do the crossover?
I think we just have to do it twice. I think we'll have to do Feed the Worlds and then come back and do the Let Them Know It's Christmas. Maybe Mitch should play it down to us out here. But it should be some sort of harmony.
We can all do it. I mean, like you said, we can all do it once and then all overlap it.
Yeah, right.
Do it and just do every other chorus. And then go back and do
we're going to do that bit first, mass voices, then we'll do the Let Them Know It's Christmas Time bit.
Right.
Oh, so we just start off on All Feed the World.
Yeah,
so
we'll do all them first, all the and then we'll do all the other ones. So it's
a ripping idea, we were thinking every other course.
Okay, again. So chaps, George.
Can you just play the track? Rick, Stuart, over the speaker, please. And can you turn it up quite loud?
Okay, can we get all the singers round here, please, to be rehearse this?
Excuse me.
Sorry about that.
A light's rigged up, then the singers gather round, holding their lyric sheets. Paul Young, Bob, Mitch and the other singers nod their heads to the beat. Someone holds the mic out to the group.
Feed the world. Feed the world. Feed the
All the ones that can't actually sing the high one.
Yeah, right.
So, Midge, are we going to do the Feed the World first?
Just to Feed the World.
Another track.
Yeah. We'll probably track it a couple of times and then go and do the other. Yeah, right.
Now, Midge is wearing headphones.
Hello, does that sound all right in there?
The control room crew give the thumbs up. The studio is full of camera crews as well as the artists.
And then what I'll do is I'll say that each camera crew can have one camera and one sound guy and everybody else can
go.
Yes,
yeah, right. It's going to be dead quiet.
We're going to need to get a little recording too.
No, we're talking to the speaker.
A photographer gestures to Midge, encouraging him to step back and stand with the rest of the singers.
After this then, is this the Feed the World?
Yes, to Feed the World.
Okay, well, I think the girls should go in the middle.
Now, if you can't remember the words, they're written down right in the bottom there.
Bob ushers Bananarama and Jodie Watley into the centre of the group.
Okay, I'm sorry, these camera people, we're all going to have to go back another few feet, please. Yes, please. Along back with the level of these ladders, please, thank you.
Can we have one row standing up on that back box?
Yes.
Feed the world.
The artists of film singing together.
Feed the world.
Sting breaks into a grin.
Feed the world. Let them know it's Christmas time again. Let them know it's
Sarah Dallin fans herself energetically with her lyric sheet. Paula's taking pictures with an Instamatic camera. She's dropped some of her snaps on the floor. Now she's handed one to Sting.
All the red coast.
Like the drums give you to fill the room for the water.
Well, I get the water off. God, look at this, scorched face.
You been here all day?
Yeah, got from, we came from Germany about 7 this morning. But we came, we arrived here about 10.
Not so far.
So you're just straight off the plane.
I know, I wouldn't wish I'd come early.
Not good.
It was a great atmosphere.
Oh, it's been great fun, yeah.
So everyone has to be nice to each other today. Yeah. None of them can be bitchy. It's all so nice.
It's like in the war when they played football, in the middle of the match there.
I don't take it that seriously, but it's good fun, really, I suppose. Every band that ever slagged each other off is here today, all except for Frankie. We're all confronted with each other.
God, you can't move for pop stars and dogs, see me.
Yeah.
I'll see you, John. John.
It's good fun.
See you at Wembley. If not, pop quiz.
Has anybody put any tickets in?
Yeah, I think he's been sorted out. Someone's bought a couple. A couple of Duran fans to come throw eggs.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Good luck with it all.
Bye. Sting leaves the studio. Then Bono nods goodbye and turns to go. Bob pats him on the shoulder. Outside, Bono chats to fans.
Hey, you're cooler than me, eh?
Hello.
Hello.
As Bono shakes their hands, some fans turn to the camera.
Keep it rolling. Man, you're too cool for me, but you're good.
Bono signs the fans' notepads.
Okay.
Well, I'm in the city.
One small boy keeps pushing his face into the camera. Bob rubs his eyes, then faces the camera.
Oh, sorry. Off you go.
It's the 13th hour now. I think we'll be lucky to get it done within 24 hours, because it's got to be cut tomorrow morning. And today was the thing I dreaded most. This is the nice, calm, quiet bit. Now we can all sort of relax a bit and actually get on with the work, whereas today it was just chaotic, as you can imagine.
I think one of the funnier sights must have been seen downstairs in the coffee area, you know, Paul Weller with Marilyn and John Moss having this heavy, like, conversation, you know, going on and just chatting there and just walking up and down. Those sort of things were the best, and they were great, because it could have been a disaster.
99% of the people were very good. I mean, the majority of people, not just the famous faces that are getting all the publicity out of the thing, but all the people behind the scenes, all the record companies and management companies and whatever, have all actually incredibly good. All the record buyers for all the major shops have waived all the profits. All the music papers have donated free advertising space and things. And everyone's actually been incredibly good.
There'll be all these people going, oh,
then not one person moaned or said anything. Just waited their turn and came up and did their bit, which was great.
Today, during the session, there was equipment turned up at the door, you know, sent from like the North England. This guy turned up with a handmade bass guitar and handed it across, and it was great. I mean, everyone's been fabulous about it. Feed the
world. That moment when everybody sang, I just thought, God, this is great. Feed
the world. We've sort of done our part now. I mean, we can't do any more than make an interesting record and let the public know it's there.
The Daily Mirror's headline reads, Billion Dollar Band.
I think we've let the public know it's there in a fairly magnificent way. And I've got great faith in the British public to go and spend the £1.40s, £1.50s to buy this. I reckon if it's not number one at Christmas, not only is it a sin musically, but it's morally wrong. You know, this record has got to do it just simply because of the whole idea behind it.
A montage of images. Bob in his Feed the World t-shirt, Sting holding a newspaper, then the Band-Aid video with Paul Young singing the opening lines. It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. Phil drumming, then Midge in the control room. Simon sings, then Sting joins in and harmonises. Since 1984, this single has generated more than £26 million. The Band-Aid Trust has raised over £146 million and continues to fund projects in Africa. The stars being filmed arriving at the studio, then indoors, Phil wiping his face. The singers gathered together, then Bob and Simon counting them in.
Hello, this is Gary Kemp from Spandau Ballet. Happy Christmas, everyone.
This is John Taylor from Duran Duran. Happy Christmas, everybody, too.
Hello, I'm Siobhan. Happy Christmas.
Hello, I'm Sarah from Bananarama. Happy Christmas.
And from me too, Karen.
I'm Jodie, wishing everyone a happy Christmas.
I'm Paul Weller from the Style Council, and I wish you all a happy Christmas.
Hello, this is Glenn Gregory from Heaven 17, wishing everybody a very Merry Christmas.
Hi, this is Simon from Duran Duran. I'd like to wish you a happy Christmas.
Well, this is Bono here, the singer with U2, wishing you a happy Christmas and a Merry New Year.
I hate Christmas, it's all humbug. However, Merry Christmas.
I think we're trying here to give more than money, and it's going to be on the radio, it's going to be in the airways all over the world, and that's why it's important. It's more than cash, it's music.